springs. We jump in our spring beds. And from this revolution springs an international revolution. Take them out, one by one. And don't forget the anonymous, and don't forget the 99%, and don't forget the criminal bankers. From our house to your house, thank you for joining us. And we're going to go, we're live, but we're going to record this in just 1 second. Right, Corpsey?
That's right, sir.
You got it. In the meantime, this wonderful program is brought to you by us. Can I hear a clap?
Yeah!
Ready?
Record? Record? Can I hit that? There you go.
Okay, ready. Okay, we're recording. Quiet on the set.
Need to talk with someone about something. You can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm
that?
Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497. Anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Never had it.
I thought fucking Halloween was over. Okay.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, brides and grooms, princes and princesses, misters and missies, husbands and wives, and wives and wives, and husbands and husbands. Yes, indeed. All you children of sex! And we are all children of sex. With a capital X marks the spot. Can I hear an amen?
Amen, sister.
Can I hear an A women?
Amen.
A women. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I want to welcome you to the womb room in Dr. Susie's speakeasy in the soul of downtown LA. Thank you for occupying the womb room this evening in the spirit of the occupying movement. We are here. Are we here? How are we doing, sound-wise, engineer?
We have strange events. It's probably because of Corpsey.
Yeah. Right. We have the spirit of the dead amongst us, making our technology die, or are we alive? Or are we live, or are we dead?
We're live. We're moving.
See, when you're live on the air, it's very dangerous to bring an advocate of the dead amongst you. But yeah, I want to welcome you all to the living room, and I'm very excited about my special guests tonight. I have a pair of great beauties, a princess, a real princess. Yes, Princess Felicity Jade is back with us. Welcome back.
Happy to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. And I just realized that my headset is not on, so I'm going to stick it on. And you are here doing some girlfriends films and hanging out with your girlfriend, aren't you?
Yes, I was.
You have a more than a girlfriend, don't
fiance.
You?
Fiance.
A fiance. You are princess brides together, aren't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to get my chair. Can you get me my chair? I want to sit down and have a little tea party here. Yeah. Okay, I've got the chair, and I lost something. I'm not sure what I lost. Can you hear my microphone? No? Okay, here we go. Something got lost, but it will be found. Okay, hang out. This is one of those technical soft starts that's going to...
Blame it on Corpsey.
It's all Corpsey's fault.
I hear something of myself. No.
It might be coming through my speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe so. Okay. Is this... Okay, so I'm on. All right. So, princess, bride-to-be.
Yes.
And your betrothed is also a bride.
Yes.
And her name is India Summer.
Yes.
She was supposed to be with us tonight.
I know, the hazards of deep throat blowjobs.
Okay, tell us about that.
She's got a very, very sore throat.
Ooh, Well, deep throat leads to sore throat sometimes. Yeah, it does.
I was always envious. I actually watched the scene.
Yeah.
I was envious that she could deep throat, and I can't because I have gag reflex.
And so she's quite a sword swallower. And who's the owner of the sword?
I think it was Eric Swiss.
You'd think. You weren't sure.
Well,
you were watching, but, you know.
I was watching, but it's
who cares who the dick is attached to, right? Just a dick. Especially between brides, right? Do you consider men to be your sex toys, the two of you?
No. She handles them more often than I do.
Yeah, I see. And you are bisexual, though. You handle them sometimes. Yeah.
Yep.
But you decided to marry a woman.
Yes.
Why is that?
India is very, very beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And, I mean, you're not just talking about skin-deep beauty, are you?
No, she's beautiful all around.
Inside and
she's
out.
She's one of those really nice people.
Yeah. You've been inside that pussy, and it's...
Yeah, she's
beautiful.
Very good on the inside.
Yeah, I bet.
Inside all her holes.
Oh. So, okay, well, that's cool. Well, I can't wait till you guys get married. I mean, you should have one of your ceremonies here, because I'm
a
Universal
should.
Life Church minister. I know Dan wants you to get married on something to do with girlfriends.
Yeah.
But you could get married here.
Well, he's been saying, it's been like 6 months he was supposed to write us a wedding story.
You're going to do a film of your whole wedding.
Yeah.
Well, that's a beautiful thing.
Well, like into the storyline, like a series based around it, or into a series.
Well, you're part of a movement, you know. Of course you know.
Be awesome.
It is. I mean, do you feel politically connected to all the women across the country that are getting married in different states that have made it legal?
I think it could be like an example.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, famous... porn star women getting married, and it's certainly a boost to the lesbian marriage industry, if there is such a thing as the lesbian marriage industry. Yeah. Well, I mean, are women inspired by you? Do you hear from women saying, you know, you make me want to marry my girlfriend?
I have more hardcore, more loving women fans than men fans. Like,
yeah.
Like, the women get really, really into it.
Yeah, emotionally.
Yeah.
Move your microphone up now. It's
okay,
working.
Okay, now my microphone is working. Thank you. And this microphone can go bye-bye, and maybe we'll just start rolling into the show now. You know, those rickety starts are sometimes the harbinger of a fantastic show. So have you met my other featured guest tonight?
We hadn't met yet, have we?
No, we haven't met yet.
Yeah. I've heard of her
a lot.
Is Missy Martinez.
Hello.
Hi, this is Missy's virgin, Dr. Susan Block show.
Oh, please be gentle.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I was telling her about the spring showers, April showers show I was on before.
That was your first show, and yes, the great and powerful squirting geyser of desire, Dumé, just squirted all over all of us, didn't she?
Yeah.
Especially me. But you too. You got a little bit rained on. Yeah, you did. You kind of jumped into the rain. It was spring showers, very appropriate, and we all got drenched.
Ooh.
Mm. So.
More ways than one, I hope.
Basically through holy water, Sister Missy.
All right. Amen.
Yeah, and a woman.
If you can a call woman, that yes. Holy.
Well, it comes from the whole. You know,
true.
So, you know, and I mean, it's so mysterious and kind of special. I kind of think it's holy water, and you kind of get baptized in it when you're having sex with someone who's squirting.
Yeah, and it's normally something attached only to men, and that's something that
true.
Women can also share and sometimes do better.
And
I
women.
Think.
Yes. You guys are not the only ones who can hit your lovers in the eye when you come. That's right. We can. And up your nose and all over your hair.
Yes. Not the hair.
But ours isn't as sticky.
No.
No. Or water, holy water. Yeah. Do you squirt?
I have once. But I'm always open to an opportunity to learn how to do it frequently.
Mm. Oh.
But I do believe I have the capability inside me just waiting to be unlocked.
I accidentally did it once. It freaked me out.
Yeah. Under what circumstances?
I try not to do. Just, I was having sex with a guy.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, concentrating really hard on coming, and then all of a sudden I squirted, and it was just like, what the fuck just happened? I'll make sure that doesn't happen again. This is like, I don't know, just
did you
out.
Feel like it was like pee?
No, it was definitely squirt, but there wasn't anything special about it.
No, well, I mean,
like, it wasn't like I was having an orgasm.
Ah, right. Well, you know, just like guys can have ejaculation without orgasm, so can women. And certainly you can squirt without an orgasm. It just sort of comes out. I'm trying to light this thing. Yeah, there we go. It just sort of comes out. Right, it's the holiday season, so we light our dicks.
Very festive.
Mm. Yeah, you know, squirting is not for everybody. It certainly isn't. But sounds like you'd like to do it, Missy.
Oh, I'm very open.
You are very open in general?
Well, my dress is.
Yes, that's
tonight,
right, that's right.
Is there a breeze in here?
That's everyone's heads turning.
Oh.
Yeah.
You silver-tongued devil.
Well, you know, they teach us something at Yale. And we are getting ready for sex week. We can't say at Yale, though, although it's taking place on the Yale campus.
Actually, sex week 2012 is taking place at Yale.
Yes, it is taking place at Yale.
Like it has been
for
the last...
What does that involve? I didn't hear about that.
Sex week? Well, it's a week right... before Valentine's Day that takes place on the Yale campus, and actually there are sex weeks all over college campuses in the country, but Yale started it, and basically all kinds of experts in sex, from professors to porn stars, authors to feminists to strippers,
yeah,
to fetishists, and all kinds of experts in sexual fields come and corrupt the students. There you go.
Sounds fun.
But this year,
of course,
they're going to make it a little more conservative.
All you big tycoons and multimillionaires and rich folks and pornographers.
Yes.
This year, focus on the family is trying to shut it down.
Mm.
And therefore, Yale has said that they cannot take any money from pornographers and people
in
this...
Or any corporate entity. Think. We're going to find out more about
so,
it
right.
tomorrow.
So you should empty...
From the directors.
Yeah. But you can cheat, and you can take it out of your own pocket.
Oh, you even can if you always are, donate.
Right. Even if you are a corporation.
If you believe in sex education.
Right. We got it. Yeah, well, you know, Sex Week at Yale started
sexual literacy.
With Dr. Susie and a couple of students, and it's grown and grown and grown. It's become huge, and it's spread to other campuses just like a virus. And
a good virus.
Yeah, a good virus. And, of course, when you get that big, people start to see you. They say, wow, that's
big. Oh, yeah,
big.
And they want to bite out of you.
And they want to bite out
like
of you.
Like a zombie who wants life even though they're dead.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Focus in the Family is, dead ideas. And they want to, you know, chomp a bite of life out of Sex Week at Yale. So they did, and they chomped the name Yale out for now. But at least Sex Week's still going on, so... you know, it'll go through changes. And, of course, there's been some sexual harassment going on the college campuses, which means they have to be very sensitive to everybody's feelings. You know, students have feelings like princesses. Right. So, Missy is, you're a, would we say, porn starlet. You're entering the scene... relatively recently.
Yes, I'm still new to the porn industry, but not new to sex, of course.
No. When's the first time you had sex?
Oh, I was 16.
Okay. Yeah.
I was 16, and it was not storybook at all.
Was it with a boy or a girl?
It was with a boy.
Right.
And it wasn't romantic at all, but I learned what not to do.
Well, what was the circumstance?
The circumstance was...
Oh, we all hear my husband, right, talking about the drinking, and I mean, and Helen is now... Should we listen in on that?
Yes.
Because their conversation is kind of superseding us right now. Okay. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything okay over there?
Because I see them calling 3-4 times.
Yeah. So okay. You have your microphone on, Prince. Yeah. But he doesn't have his headset on, so he doesn't hear that he's on, actually. Right.
Okay.
These guys, somebody should, like, tap them. Yes, thank you very much for that excellent performance there. And
oh,
is everything all right
now? We were talking about the guests and how to let them in gracefully.
Gracefully, like butlers and maids.
Like butlers and maids.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Mm. That open microphone stuff is dangerous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, when's the first time you had sex, Princess?
I think it was 15. 15 or 16.
Mm. Was it with a girl or a guy?
Well... It was with a girl. I practiced with a girl first.
You practiced?
Yeah.
Practiced. Right. Practiced, like practiced. In Catholic school?
That's what we called it.
Mm.
I had to practice for the
practice
boys.
Practice kissing? Practice more?
Practice kissing and practice feeling. We didn't get into the rest.
Feeling boobies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you learned? What did you learn?
We didn't learn. We just had fun. I liked it.
Was it
at a sleepover? No, it was... both our parents grounded us from each other, so it was like we had to go sneak out into this abandoned van.
Ooh.
And so we were just talking, and then, why don't we just practice? So one thing led to another.
Mm. You wanted to be good at it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started getting into inviting the boys down, so...
Oh, okay, the two of you.
Yes.
You took on the boys, the two of you together.
No, like, we'd invite them out, and we'd, like... At night, when our parents thought we were in bed, we were having, like, bonfires out and camping out.
And
it was
practicing.
Fun. Yes. Practicing.
Did you get practice, Missy?
Well, with the girl, my first practice was with my best friend, and it was at a sleepover. Very cliche, I know. But we hopped in the shower together, and... Yes, shower lesbianism. We hopped in the shower together, and it was. I always had large breasts. I don't know if you can hear them, possibly see them.
We should have a better look at them.
We noticed them.
Yeah, if you have really good hearing, you can hear that they're 36 double Ds. And she was very flat-chested, but I love any size breasts, absolutely. Am I in yours, Princess? Am I in yours? Cover them up.
Okay. So,
I don't mind. You can look.
Oh, okay. We're all distracted by your boobies and everything, and we forgot what the story was about.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So, it started innocently enough. She's like, your breasts are so large.
Oh, yes.
And I'm like,
practice.
Oh. Yeah. And
with the girls, right.
Practice
yeah.
with the girls and showers and sleepovers.
Showers and sleepovers, right. You're in the shower. You've got wet boobs
now.
Oh,
yes. Soapy titties.
What size were they at that time?
Oh, they had just sprouted, so I was about a full C already.
What are you now?
Oh, 36 double D.
Double D. They look bigger than that. It's the way you hold them, I think,
perhaps,
or something.
Or okay. This poor little spaghetti strap top.
Poor thing, yes.
It's trying its hardest.
It is. So it just
finish your story, and then
she started.
We'll move on.
She started
yeah.
feeling.
Maybe we'll move on before you finish your story.
She started feeling, and then I started feeling, and then it was
princess
light,
is starting to feel.
Light caress. Oh, well, there we go.
That's very nice. I like the way it just peeks out from the hole.
And they're
yes.
hard
Speaking
too.
Of holes, this is not holy water. These are holy titties. Right. Look at those. Really.
But
wow.
It was very innocent, playful mm-hmm. caresses,
yes.
just kisses here and there.
Sort of like princess just did on
yes.
your titties.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Innocent. You want to do another innocent, playful caress? Ah, she's innocently and playfully caressing with her tongue.
Yes.
I think my tongue liked it better.
Yes.
I don't know. The sniffle says otherwise.
Little feather. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, that nipple is very
nice.
Much improving. Mm-hmm.
I like sharing stories here.
Yeah, yeah. So do you have a story for the other nipple? Or?
It's getting neglected.
It's getting neglected.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Oh, there we go. This is a great outfit you've got on here. You can just keep it on and take it all off.
Or, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Okay, so there they both are. The Ds, they're only Ds, double Ds. Okay. They look bigger than that. All right, so Princess, you are dressed up, I see, in a little maid's outfit. Yeah, I think
yeah.
so. I think we're now showing off a little bit about what we're wearing.
She's dressed
Max,
like
would you like to take off your
clothes?
No.
Okay. I'm just
what? That's not fair.
Stuttering.
She's dressed like a naughty heiress.
Well,
yeah,
she looks, you know, it's funny because she's in a maid's outfit, but a princess is always a princess.
Yes.
Even when dressed as a maid. So, yeah.
I'm just a princess in disguise.
Really? You're really a maid?
Totally.
Oh, I see, like Cinderella. Oh. So, everybody's cold now, right?
Yes, freezing. It's not that bad. I've actually warmed up since I licked your
yeah.
titty.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I see you're wearing, you know, your little wrapping things.
Little wraps,
here.
Yes.
Little wrap things. Here. Right. So, so that's the, okay. Yeah. Let the shoulders go. Beautiful. Beautiful. I want to introduce this blast from the cold and wintry grave.
Yes, I'm here.
Do you ladies know?
Do you know this,
this
guy?
Corpse.
I have heard of him, and I am a huge fan. I've always been a fan of Girls and Corpses magazine.
Oh.
I've always been a fan of your breasts.
A friend of breasts.
A flam of your breasts. I can't even say it.
Corpsey, you're stuttering.
I know. You both would be... I can't even see you. I have to move
they
this
would,
so I can look at them while I'm
yeah,
talking
right,
about
right.
it.
I think we could, we don't need that microphone
better.
Over
Do we
there.
Need
we
it?
Could, we
no,
could just
we
move
could,
that
we
thing.
Could
can somebody
that.
Remove
they
that?
They should both be
could
in Girls and Corpses.
I just saw the magazine for the first time today, and I thought so, too.
Did
oh,
you
yes.
really?
Well,
have you worked together before?
Just met each other.
We just met each other.
Oh, well,
look, things are
making things fall and
there's some very
crash.
Strange vibes.
Very
it? Strange.
But you know, I just want to show you. I think it's my fault because I brought the. This is a little early for winter, and
yes.
But it's approaching
I
and
see.
It is cold out. But I brought the Snow Angel of Death.
Looks like the ghost of
and
Eros
I
or
brought
something.
I brought the Angel
yeah.
of Death.
Well, that's the fucking problem tonight.
Right.
And that's why,
as
soon as they came in the building,
right.
all the microphones went off.
Look at these.
Oh, look
here,
at that.
Take them. These are actually in our issue, if you would like to grab
these
a hold.
These are pretty freaky looking.
They are. Ladies, would you like to get a hold of
yes.
the
wow.
Snow Angel
those.
Of Death?
Those are beautiful.
At this. Mm.
And this is, they are in our new issue. By the way, we are thrilled to have Gilbert Gottfried in our issue, dead.
Yes.
We killed him under the ice. And with Ali Hayes and Sensi Pearl, both adult stars, you guys are so involved with these devils now, you can't... Women see it, Girls and Corpses, they go crazy.
Hey, at least they don't smell dead.
Yeah, well, come closer over here. So
he's the real, live dead person.
I'm the deaditor in chief.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten a whiff of putrefaction yet. So. Mm.
Come closer, little girl. Now, I want to also invite you. We are doing a special event that both of you could enter. coming up.
Oh, yes.
Saturday? No, Saturday, November 19th, we have Miss Shockfest. Mm. I'm hosting at the Hard Rock Hollywood at 11 p.m. You girls would be great to come down and enter.
I will be on a flight at like midnight.
Oh, cancel it. And then we have...
You could be a Girls and Corpses girl.
I just got an email from Tara Patrick. Looks like she's going to be one of our judges. So that'll be exciting. Tara was on the show. Look, you're all posing with the corpses.
Well, we love the corpses.
Are you girls fascinated by death? I'm trying to figure out the theme. Dr. Blackwood has a theme to the show. Well, I saw the Yale panties and I thought of Penn State immediately, but I didn't know if that was, at least that's, you
well,
know.
I always have a kind of a collegiate sex education theme here.
Can we do Occupy Penn State? Is there some way to tie these two stories together?
I think the theme is evolving.
Evolving?
I like how you thought of Penn State and also didn't say anything.
Yes.
Yes.
Very diplomatic.
It's too big of a subject.
Yeah.
But, you know, I loved listening to your stories, if you could talk a little slower.
Very educational.
But, no, it's really, really fascinating. And you girls work for what? For girlfriend? I'm taking over your show, which I usually do.
Yeah,
but
you
that's
do.
Quite all right. Yeah,
you know,
all right.
But you're
posing
playing with the
you.
Corpses. So do you you work with Girlfriend Films and other companies? And
I only work with Girlfriend Films, mm-hmm. and... I'm their contract star, so I shoot with them regularly.
Do you have women that you are living with, or...?
I have a girl I live with when I come out to California.
Yes, but you do like men. I like talking
about certain
like
men.
Now, the
certain
girl you live with when you come out to
corpsey,
California...
Certain,
is that your wife? Your
that's
fiance.
My fiance.
Your
like
fiance
Max.
In India. Right, she has a fiance. She's going right. to get married. They're going to, you know, they'll do men. They already do men.
I'm
going to
be the best woman.
But they are going to get married.
Well, but you're not marrying each other. You have a different, unless we,
my,
no, they
story.
Are.
My fiance,
they are.
My future wife, couldn't make it tonight.
Is she open with you? Can you have relations with this lovely woman? Or would there
totally.
Be? Really?
Totally.
Basically, my rules were that if she hooks up with anyone off camera, she just has to tell me all the dirty details.
Mm. I have a confession to make. I have actually had sex with your fiancé.
Oh, my God.
You better
wow.
even it up.
Oh, no. Did you hear that?
That means she's got to do something for me.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like you
know,
save a life, you have to
all,
give a life
this
back.
This is the wife, you know. I mean,
it is.
You've
so.
Had sex with the wife. Like...
Yeah.
It's two wives.
But you're not married yet, right? You're engaged.
True.
Are
mm-hmm.
you going to walk down the aisle naked, or what's going to happen?
We're supposed to get married in a Girlfriend's Films scene if they ever actually write it.
Wow.
Ah, you
can
sound
I come back
impatient.
As you?
I know, I am.
Okay, well, get it going.
You can always come and get married here, you know.
Absolutely.
There
well,
you go.
That's
so.
What we
Dr.
said.
Susie,
you know
already
what?
Offered to marry
I
us.
Think they should write their little film for you to get married here. And right,
right.
Instead of
like
instead
that.
Of rice, you could throw have them squirting on each other.
Or well,
yeah.
they
well no, she doesn't like the squirting. No. She thinks it's messy. It's I know.
Messy.
We
yeah.
could throw agua salt. Speaking of which, where is my lovely assistant, who is also my producer?
Tasia
is my show producer
her.
And. Lovely
she's
assistant.
She's dressed
oh,
also
I hear the pitter-patter.
I have some notes here of people on the phone or on Twitter. Let's see. Oh, by the way, let's just give out the numbers. I'm here with Princess Felicity Jade and Missy Martinez and the editor-in-chief of Girls and Corpses. And our number is 1-866-289-7068. We're searching for a theme in a way because it was Princess Brides. Because you were going to be here with your fiance, but she's not here. So I'm thinking Princess Missy? I don't know. The Missy Princess? We're going to get it going on. The dead Princess Missy? No, that
I don't
sounds
know.
Really
if
depressing.
We,
oh, what about
if
the
they
corpse
hook
bride?
Up, if they hook
the
up, we could kill the corpse bride. There you go.
That would have been
like
perfect.
Well, we'll see.
No.
But
it's
anyway, my number is 1-866-289-7068. And if you're outside of North America, that's 213-670-0066. That's got three sixes because we are so devilish. And that's 213-670-0066. And on Twitter, you can also send us your questions and comments. And that's twitter.com/RadioSuzy1, R-A-D-I-O-S-U-Z-Y-1. Okay. So,
What do we got here? Oh, this looks like Twitter stuff. Bunch of Twitter stuff. Okay, Dark Angel of Fate says, Dr. Susie, you look amazing.
Oh, yeah.
He gets a gold star. Okay, or a red star. Wait, that sounds communist.
Wait a minute.
Did you write that, Max?
Compliment.
What did he say about me?
Well, wait a second. He said some other things. He says, Princess, you look incredible.
Aw, thank you.
What about Missy?
What?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Dark Angel.
That Twitter fan is dead to me.
Okay. Okay.
Death again.
Missy at least has a good answer for you, but Dark Angel, get with the program.
Dark Angel. We have the angel of death.
Okay,
is
but
perfect.
Porn star fan has a question for you, Missy. How was your first experience during webcam live show? English is not his first language, so there's a little bit of lack of articles
Borat,
here.
I think.
Well, my very, very first webcam was actually with a fuck machine, which is basically a giant motor attached to a giant dildo.
A fuck machine. We have a fuck machine.
You have a fuck machine?
Yes.
Called Max. Max?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, hey. Actually, you want to bring the fuck machine on here just so that we have it for a while?
That's a love rocker, darling.
Well, you know, it is a fuck machine.
That's used in countries when the electricity goes out or when you don't pay your bill.
Well, it's so much more.
You don't have to have the electric
sweet
company.
Romantic. And since we are getting ready for sex week on the Yale campus, we should say love rocker. Actually, it's called the monkey rocker.
It's called the monkey rocker.
It's human powered. Is that something like what you use?
This was electric.
Hers probably
this
motorized.
Yes, it was motorized.
I have not seen something like that.
That is a monkey rocker.
Yeah, see, this is very green. There's no electricity involved.
Solar? What are you?
It's pedal power.
It's a Flintstone sort of.
We're going to have our agua now. This is a ritual of the show. Okay. Princess, you remember this.
I do remember.
Okay. And it looks like Missy's nipples are already ready for.
Oh, yeah. I just learned what this is made out of, so now I'm like scared to try it.
Oh, it's all good herbal
it's
stuff.
It's formaldehyde. It's my favorite.
Good herbal formaldehyde. Herbal. Yeah, organic formaldehyde.
These are beautiful women, by the way. I hope your audience can see how gorgeous
they
these girls are.
They can't quite see enough, but we're going to get there.
I know. We're going to see more.
We are going to see more.
Keep the booze flowing.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and also we should have, before this, a penthouse shot, right?
Corpsey would like to drink, too,
shots.
By the way.
A pleasure shot, right. A penthouse pleasure shot.
I'll try a little.
There you go.
So that makes you're awake and drunk.
We need cameras around for the penthouse pleasure shot, please. Cameras.
Okay.
Cameras.
Bow, and bow. Do we need music?
Bow, bow, bow. And bow. Princess will also teach you all about the agua salt ritual that we do here
at the speakeasy.
If I can remember
what, this on her titty.
First,
I lick her titty.
Will you lick the titty in order
to... Put the salt on it.
Yeah, I think you might as well pull that whole thing down so she has better ability to
lick. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, here we go.
So I lick the titty, I put the salt on the titty.
Yeah, and then you lick up the salt, and then you drink the shot. And you don't have to drink the whole thing because you're a princess.
I should get my titty out then, too,
so
she
should.
Can do the same.
Yeah, you should get it out and going.
Corpsey, you want to get your titty out?
I'll show you yours if you show me mine. Wait, I said that wrong.
I touch myself.
Sorry, it's already been done.
All right, okay. Titties out. Lovely.
I touch myself under the table.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you're doing?
What?
Well, you sang it, not me. Okay, look at these
Max
beauties.
And I have our own
I don't know. These are like two sets of the most beautiful boobs in the world of different types, you know, and they are just gorgeous. Princess Felicity Jade and Missy Martinez. Okay.
Lord.
So they've got a couple of different types of stimulants here.
Yes.
Princess is now going to have some of this penthouse pleasure shot. Okay, can we have a camera close to her so we can get
smells
a shot?
It smells like...
Yeah.
It smells like, I don't know,
like
bubblegum?
Yeah. Bubblegum?
What does it smell like?
It smells like GHB.
Yeah, it smells yummy.
It's kind of cherry-like.
Does this smell like chloroform to you?
Chloroform.
Yeah.
Yeah, just take a little of that. Wake up tomorrow.
Wait,
be a great show. Trust us.
Like
be a great show, guys.
My ass is
actually,
really
you snort
this
it. No.
No, don't snort it.
Okay.
No.
I'll have a little just to show you. I'm going to die. Okay. Oh, here she goes.
Right
drinking
right
down.
Cool, right?
Okay.
Good.
Oh, they're sharing.
That's good. All right.
Okay. Well, Yep.
Want me to pound it with you?
Yeah, okay. Yep, that's very good, very good.
Remarketing? Okay. Are we getting some free shit?
Marketing.
Yeah, we're getting free stuff, man. Mm. Okay.
There's more press here than the Kids' Choice Awards. What is with the press?
Oh, it's yummy.
Isn't it yummy? Mm, it's kind of cherry-like and gives you a little, I don't know, get up and go. Made Tasia crazy the other night. Actually, she should give a report on what happened to her.
Yeah, she told me. That's why
now
I didn't
that you've had
the whole
a
suck
here you go, Tasia. Sip of it.
Sit down over here.
Tasia married one of our corpses, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she did.
David Hasselkorp. Yeah.
She's in love with him.
Oh, yeah. She
she was, it's true love. I've seen that.
No, serious.
She was humping him over there. I saw that.
I like this angel of death that we have here. I might do something really obscene with him later.
I think they might like to play with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Well, I'm going to see the girls play with the girls a little. But Tasia, what happened with the penthouse pleasure shot?
Well, first I got really warm from, I guess, the niacin, and I had to take my shirt off.
Right. Well, it's a cold night, so it's good to be warm,
and
right?
And that's when my friend said that it's probably working since I was taking my clothes off.
Yeah.
And then I got in all these weird positions. I was, like, stretching all weird, and, like, I was kind of shaky. That's why I would say just do a half.
And then what?
And then I masturbated, and it was great.
Okay, there we go.
So there's actually a caller for you, Tasia.
Ah.
I don't know if it's a relative or friend.
It's her father.
It's
her father.
No.
It's David Hasselkorp.
It says he's Brad. His name's Brad. He's on line, line one? Oh, you know him.
I don't know.
No?
All right. Yeah.
He wants to know, do you enjoy listening to me masturbate? Do you like listening to him?
To Max in particular.
To Max masturbate?
No, to this guy.
To me.
Brad.
Oh, to Brad. Okay.
Can I hear him?
Oh, he left.
Wait a minute,
all right.
He heard his name on the radio, he left.
There's Brad masturbate. That sounds like death rattling.
All right, let's get on
with the awkward shots here, please.
Back to the tits.
Okay, back to the boobies. Okay, so now, yes, you lick the nipple area, and then you decorate it with salt in your own creative personal fashion. Mm, look at that beautiful tongue, princess tongue. Oh, and Missy is reacting with such sensuous...
I have a very difficult life.
Yes, it's terrible.
Yeah, and now the salt, okay. Yeah. Oh, we have a little waterfall of salt now. Ooh.
Can I hear Brad?
I think that is.
Hey, wait a
Brad.
Minute! I'm doing the sound effects.
Yeah. Oh, and the licking up and down we go. All right.
More performance.
Thumbs up. Very good.
That's the agua shot.
Dr. Susie, may I please reciprocate it?
Yes, absolutely. That is the ritual that we partake in here.
That's all right, right?
We've got to make sure she's learned her lesson.
Let's get a judge's vote on this. Yes, I think it's okay.
Raise your hand.
Is there a priest here? What is the black? There's a preacher over here. Father?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
There's a lot going on.
There's a minister.
Technical problems, dead angels,
and the minister of death.
Priests of death, yeah. But the main thing
it's
is
Father Molester.
Two of the most beautiful sets of tits I've ever seen.
I know.
In all of life.
Could they stand up so we could see?
Yeah, could we just...
Would you mind? I hate to...
I might have to bring them up to the bed area.
Oh.
Yeah. I think.
Oh, goodness.
I think maybe for this shot we should bring them up to the bed area. Let them drink it over here,
because
the drinks
are
over here.
The
okay, so you do your side, and then we'll come up here.
She needs a feather duster with that outfit.
I'll take the drinks up there if they want to.
I do need a feather duster.
Well, I have a duster.
She needs to be dusted. Oh,
but
what? Oh, yay.
Yeah.
I'm going to take clean off
we
the
have
extra
all kinds of emergency equipment.
You have to lick it all off.
Is this there where salt go. Lick came from? I'm Max. Uh-huh. What's the ruling on that?
She's Swiffering my pussy right now.
Nice.
She's sniffing your pussy?
Swiffering.
Oh, Swiffering.
Nothing that goes on under the table here. That's up for the bed part. So now you have to reciprocate.
Oh, yes.
Missy, it's your turn. Now.
We could just do this on the bed and she could lick it off.
Oh, yes.
We're ready to do it on the bed?
But you have to move.
Let her do the titty here and then we'll do my...
That was my
we'll
original thought.
We'll do it elsewhere there.
Yeah.
Move the... Dr. Susie, you got to move the little angels of death
there.
The angels of death want to watch.
They want to watch.
They like to watch.
Yeah, I'm going to watch this right now. I want a front row seat. That's why I get the front row seats.
That's why you have this show.
That's why she does this show.
This kind of a moment, which is just so beautiful. This is what woman-to-woman love and sensuality is really all about.
See, that's why
such
I married
beauty.
Her. So
they're
I
spokesmodels for girl-girlness.
Watch.
They are. They are.
They really are. Mm. I mean, who wouldn't want to be a lesbian watching this? I mean, even
I want to be a lesbian.
I'm sure.
Corpsey's a lesbian tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
The shot made my nipples get hard.
Yeah. Nice.
Now, are we going to the bed now?
You have one question. Do you, just before we get into the bed, just to kind of make the plot thicken with emotional aspects, you have a man friend in the room?
Do I have a man friend in the room?
Yeah.
Yes, I have a man friend in the room.
I'm right over here.
Shame on him.
Oh, another man. Another man.
Yeah, right.
Certainly, yeah.
You have more than one, I'm sure.
Keep
man
giving
friend.
Her, keep giving her the performance.
but your man friend, is that your husband, fiance? I mean, you know, we know that that Princess has a fiance who's sick in bed. What's your fiance? Or who your fiance?
I do have a very special person in my life sitting behind me. It's Christopher Climax.
Christopher.
Christopher Climax.
And his
yes.
birth name.
That
his birth
sounds
name.
Like
that's
a
that's
porn
his government name.
Name. It sounds Christopher Climax does not sound like his Social Security name somehow. But
wow.
Maybe his he you know he was born to Mr. and Mrs. Climax.
Climax.
So he does he do scenes with you?
He does. He has the he has.
He has the thing.
Okay.
He's got a thing.
he humors me once in a while.
Work for films? Uh-huh.
And does he get turned on watching you with beautiful women?
I sure hope he does.
You hope? Well, we'll find out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right,
yeah.
Corpsey?
He's smiling so far.
That's correct.
So it's
you
looking
are
good.
Correct, sir.
Right.
Looking
yes, sir.
Definitely very good. All right. I just wanted to, you know, find out about that. So, ladies, would you like to, let's see. Come up to the bed area. Ascend to the bed stage. Is that and what game show is that?
Bum, 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 Jeopardy, we're dating ourselves,
Max. Oh, right.
Oh, my goodness.
Sexual
she
Jeopardy.
Is just going to be
look
in
princess.
Our magazine.
Look
you
at this.
Are going to be in the Girls and Corpses for sure.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, absolutely.
Both of them together.
Both of them, yes. Yes. And they're so sort of natural.
They are.
Tattoos.
They're beautiful.
They're just the kind of beautiful, natural girls you like in, with those dirty, awful corpses.
Yeah.
Speaking of the dirty, awful corpses, here they are.
Be gentle with the
angels.
Yeah, yeah, the angels.
Let's
put those angels of death.
No, they want
to.
Yeah,
they want to be okay. here.
Look,
but,
there's a.
And look, no, this is Vendetta, who's
Vendetta
nearby.
Vendetta is nearby.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to give you guys. Tony, could you give these luscious ladies
see,
a
if you if
microphone?
The black one makes you naughty if you hold the black one, so you're going to be very naughty.
Oh.
And the other, so that's you chose. You chose the dark side.
So, porn star fan would like to know if he can have your panties.
No, you can't. That's the answer to that. Those are my panties.
Look at those pretty panties that Princess is wearing. Those are really princessy panties right there.
Wait, they I do are. Have two pairs of panties on.
You do?
Oh, two.
Well,
wow.
That's good. You can get rid of one. How about that?
Are you trying to keep me up that much?
Mm. Oh, you need a microphone.
Well, more for you to work for.
If you're gonna, okay, so you need to hold the microphone for both
yes.
of them. Okay, here we go. So so you have on two pairs of panties, so that means, well, you know, you gotta work hard to get one pair off and then the other. So, here we go. So now that you've got the microphone in front of you, neither of you has anything to say. That's very good.
Okay.
So,
perfect.
No, that's
mesmerized
okay.
by her.
They're saying it all.
I'm
they're
just,
saying it all just sitting there.
I'm just
there.
Eyeing the titties.
You're just eyeing the titties. And the titties
they're
are certainly
obvious.
Eyefuls, yes.
Look at that.
Beautiful,
eyefuls,
lovely,
mouthfuls, handfuls.
Lovely titties.
Everybody like these titties? Or can I?
That's a correct. You are correct, sir. You are correct, sir. Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful,
very,
huh?
Very nice. Can we see the titties like maybe rubbing together? How about that? Look at those. Pretty titties, just two different titties. Very different in size.
This is better than Cinemax,
but
I swear to God.
Sisters. Somehow they're just like sisters. Sister titties.
They look alike. They talk alike.
I don't know, that same sort of feeling to them. And look at Princess's holy stockings. Very sexy. Well, how about if you take that one pair of panties off of her since she has another pair on? You know, you can help her off with one pair, right?
And stand and do it slowly.
Should I make her do it with her teeth?
That's
I'm okay.
Judge
yeah.
on that?
Yes. That is okay. We vote. We got two votes on that. Two votes.
Doggy. Ah, the angels of death.
The theme is coming together. See, I knew it would.
Watch the angels, though. Don't crush the angels. Okay, be careful with the angels.
Now we have Missy Martinez removing Princess Felicity Jade's ruffled pink panties from her perfect princess bottom.
All right.
With her very talented teeth.
Very nice.
Very talented teeth. Very nice.
Beautiful.
Beautifully done.
Beautifully done. Wow. Very, very nice.
That's a 9.5.
I also perform at bar mitzvah.
At least.
And look at these panties.
It might break my meter.
Look at these beautiful panties right here.
Ooh.
Look at those.
Dr. Block, could you put
these
those on your
these
head?
These are really sissy panties right here, aren't they? These are like sissy girl panties. Yeah.
Those are Max's.
Would you like a sniff?
Yeah, throw them over here. Let's pass them around.
Throw them.
Pass them around.
It's Thanksgiving, isn't it? Oh, that's next week.
Dark Angel again sends a to Missy.
You're smelling the leg, though.
Oh, Dark Angel wants to say something to Missy here. Would you like to smell the panties?
Yeah, it's
just
the side.
So you know, isn't that something you do as a editor in chief?
There's a lot of
Missy,
lettuce.
You look stunning. I didn't mean to forget about you.
Is he here?
Shoot an email, something about an email in the middle of writing. Oh, I don't know. He's trying to make an excuse of some sort.
Right.
But anyway, he says you look stunning. So, where's the microphone? Microphone.
We've lost the microphone.
Here you go.
It's
so
falling.
Have you forgiven him now?
I forgive you.
She is your mother confessor, and she forgives you.
Wait a minute. I missed what
she
happened.
She had to think about that a little hard.
Yeah.
This is special.
Well, you know, she's got to make him work for it. Absolutely. All right. So, you've got some interesting panties on.
I feel like
on.
I should take my stockings off.
Mm-hmm.
May I do it for you?
Yeah. You should. You might as well. They've got big holes in them. And looks like you've been on your knees a lot, Princess.
All good girls are always on their knees.
Scrubbing the floor.
In my case, it was a case
Cinderella
of walking and texting.
Walking and
texting and bumping into a tree? What did you do?
No, tripping.
You pretty poor thing.
Look
okay, here we go.
Oh, look at that.
Now, we're going to take these stockings off.
You like ripped
with
stockings?
The teeth again.
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
well,
too.
You do on her anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know if
she could wear anything. She could wear anything.
And you like it.
Yeah, she could She could wear Max and she'd be attractive.
Well,
I don't know how to take that, Corsi.
Don't go that far.
She's good at that.
Very nice. Look at these pretty princessy feet.
For
pink toenail polish.
For Corpsey, can you rip off her Band-Aid with your teeth?
And now comes the fishnet.
Look at this.
Yeah.
With the teeth. Oh, Missy is so talented. I don't know, there should be an ABN award for this. sort of taking clothing off with your teeth, kind of.
You need an ABN award
now
for this
show.
Now I
suppose it's my turn to take something off with my teeth.
Okay.
They have an ABN award for everything.
Rip her Band-Aid off. That would be so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got a scab.
About that. No, I don't go
the
there.
The festering wound fetish is so huge.
The festering wound fetish. No.
I said womb. Festering womb.
That's even worse. Okay, here we go. Off with the dress. And look at these pretty panties, panty boy. Whoa.
I'm covering my shame.
Oh, your shame. That sounds really kinky.
Pick up the angel of death again. It'll get you past that.
Yeah. These are yellow, or is this like
I'm
a
looking
sort
for the place I want to put
green.
The salt and lick the salt off of.
Mm-hmm. Let's vote on that.
Oh, let's have some more salt. I love the little flower on Princess's other G-string panties.
Yes, I love.
And I see her pussy right through those panties. They don't really hide
you
much.
You do? You see her pussy
through?
I got to cover my shame.
Oh, cover your shame, girl. Yes, Sister Princess.
If you uncover it, it won't be shameful anymore.
Right. That's right.
You'll be like Eve before the fall. Okay.
Am I flexible? Yes, I am.
Oh, look at this. Yes, wow. You are.
Now, that's what you call flex. Yeah. Mm.
So, wow. You're going to
Can you go down on yourself? I'm just curious.
Wow, look at this. You look just like
she
a
can.
Clam.
Can you eat yourself out?
Yeah. I'm working on it.
Yeah. Almost.
God.
Well, let's put it this way. If she had a decent-sized dick, she could suck it easily. Yeah. Okay, and now the salt. Wow, she's really throwing down some lines there, Princess. Are you sure you can handle all that salt, girl?
Whoa. I love salt.
For a little girl, you can certainly take a lot of salt.
Isn't she beautiful? Look at her.
Missy can probably lick
she
some off
so
herself.
She is so beautiful. This is just one of these feminine pulchritude shows. I think that's all we can...
That's the theme.
That's the theme. It's just beautiful girls.
It's salt and
with
death
a little
or
bit
something.
Of death. I mean...
It is.
Yeah. Okay, and now comes the princess tongue licking up the Missy leg. Or we're saying, what is this part of the leg? This is the thigh bone connected to the ass bone. Yeah.
I don't remember that song at all.
I think it's close enough to be called the external lips of the pussy.
I don't know if that's the lips there. That's not the lips.
So that means I need to go closer?
No, no. I think you've got to go closer for the lips.
It's taint and corpses tonight.
Can we just move this aside as long? Or take them off. Yeah.
I just got to be careful. I don't get
maybe
it on
just
or it would
because
burn.
It's prettier, I think, to take them off altogether.
What are we doing here?
We're going to take off the panties, I think.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Because that position is just all extraordinary right. When you are, you know, kind of. Oh no, natural.
I want to apologize if I have 5 o'clock shadow.
Oh, well, thank you for your apology, but we love your 5 o'clock shadow. We don't even see it anyway.
Right.
And you know, if you want to be like
I'll
George
just put
Clooney
this right there
pussy,
and then make her get up screaming out of here.
A little lemon juice with
can
that salt.
Can you do that
would be
position
good.
Again?
It's the fastest
the
way to make a girl scream.
Look at the clam now. Ooh. With this, to me, this looks like a very good grooming job. I don't know.
Looks,
I think you should
good.
Even promote
looks.
Your
nice
waxer.
It's nice pink pussy. Oh, and watch.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, look at that. Ooh. Princess knows how to play her pussy. Yes, she knows what she's doing.
Yes,
I
agree.
She's making the pussy pulsate. She's making the pussy talk. This is a new show we're doing now called Pussy Talk.
Talk to the pussy.
Yeah.
Pussy Talk.
Pussy Talk with Missy Martinez and Princess Felicity Jane.
I think on the
outer
careful,
lips right there, you know, right? See, these would be the outer lips, right? Yeah.
Whoops.
Oh, yeah, right there. Very nice.
Whoa.
More.
So
somebody just fell off the bar
whoa,
stool.
Whoa, this is a, that's a lot of salt.
I like lots of salt.
Yeah. Now, if someone
I will
just
be your salt lick
you guys
any
need any help
cut in, this ice. Would look a bit festering right here, but it's not. It's just
no,
salt on a perfectly
exactly.
clean pussy.
Right.
Okay.
This is
not some sort of
this is
STD.
Salt, not an infection.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. Yes.
This
okay,
looks like something that might be happening in a USC medical
she is
center.
A good salt licker, princess. You
this
know?
Is the quietest I've ever been. I can't even speak. Finally, you found a way to shut me up. This is it.
That's because this show is Pussy Talk.
Pussy Talk.
Yummy.
Maybe that's what this show is.
It is Pussy Talk.
Pussy Talk.
It's very cute. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Mm. Beautiful pussy.
So, if your pussy could talk, what would it say? Now.
Thank you, princess.
Aww.
I have a very polite pussy.
You do. And what else would it say? I mean, how does it feel right now?
It feels so honored because I've always wanted to shoot with Princess.
Speak as the pussy. Say, I as the pussy.
I, Missy Martinez's pussy, is so thankful to you, Princess, for putting your gorgeous tongue anywhere near it.
Ooh.
Aww.
That was the pussy talking and very nice.
I think I'll bring my pussy.
Good night, everyone. And fade to black.
Thank you for joining
us. I think
us.
That pussies should talk more often,
yes,
don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
mean,
no, I think
every
so.
Girl's pussy yeah. should talk to their lover sometimes.
Where's the pussy talking thing?
Where?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the puppet.
Oh, we do have a pussy.
We have a pussy puppet.
Okay.
Yeah. We have lots of things here.
Everybody can take one. Yeah. Here, get one from
and
behind.
And they can talk
there,
to each
right?
other.
Okay. So, now we're going to do...
Okay, we're going to have a little... Pussy dialogue.
Talk. Okay. Here we go. Yeah. Yes, here.
They're puppets, yes, right.
These are puppets.
Hello.
Right. Yeah, you put your hands into the lips. Oh, yours just gave birth to a bonobo.
Oh, that's not part of it.
Just,
oh,
yeah, oh,
it came in it.
You know, it's really cool.
That is the strangest clitoris.
Just gave birth to a bonobo. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
See, if you see one of those vagina rocks,
and I give birth to monkeys.
Well, it's actually
look
a chimp.
At that.
Oh, oh!
The baby fell out.
Yes, well, now he goes back into the womb. Okay, we can pass the bonobo around. Yeah.
Speaking of the monkey, do you girls do anal?
Nice.
I'm just
back
curious.
In place.
Do you girls do anal?
Actually, this is the anus. Well, my anus fell off.
I'm not going to touch.
Oh, wow. I have my anus.
Your
butthole
anus is falling
hanging
off. Okay,
off.
We need to repair the anus.
That prolapse is really the worst.
Okay, so your anus is the only
do
one.
Do you
that's
do anal, Missy?
So tell us
in
about
my personal
anal.
Life, yes. Yeah. Me too.
Oh, yeah. Just personal
just
life?
Just in personal life?
Not with Corpsey?
Well, do you have it with girls? I mean, do you do strap on anal sex with each other tonight in a few minutes?
No.
I mean, that's a little pushy. Okay.
Finger? Tongue?
She yeah. can lick mine.
All right. Salt? I think.
You can lick my ass.
We're up to the salt.
Okay. We'll lick each other's asshole.
Okay.
All right. You talked right. us into it.
Okay.
All right. You got that?
See, okay. I'm telling you, I would be a good co-host here. Look how I manipulate. No,
you
it's
are.
Good.
I am. You are.
It's this power shit I'm drinking. I've come over myself 12 times.
Okay.
Can I get
Did
that stuff
get
away
a,
from me?
Get a shot of him drinking his power shit there?
This, not this, a power,
not power,
power
shit.
Okay. Power shit will be on the
it
toilet
is,
all night.
It is the penthouse power shot.
It's the Tijuana power
okay,
shit.
Right.
Brought to
Otherwise.
You by...
Okay, so
Montezumas.
Drink a little.
All right.
Yeah, get a shot.
Okay, Dr. God. Susie,
yeah.
Corpsey. I've got porn star fan, okay?
Yes.
And he wants to have Missy's panties, and I told you before, no, they're ours. Get your
but,
own fucking panties.
But we're
panties.
Collecting them for him.
No, no,
yeah.
no.
Oh,
why
we're collecting them for you.
Why doesn't he send us panties that we'll wear and send back?
Actually,
right.
I do
Why don't
have
you do that,
panties,
cheapskate?
Just
why don't
that
you send
purpose.
Us some
Well, he's
some
been
panties.
Wearing. He's been wearing them for a month. Speaking of licking her ass,
no, they have to be brand new.
Did we lose that?
These are what we
hey, no, let's go back to the
Let's
the other
ask
thing.
The
Are those the panties that...
Minister in the...
Right. But before you put on the panties, you should do the asshole licking thing.
Thank
right?
you. That yes. Let's
see,
and, and
stay on topic.
Spotter,
stay
right.
on topic.
And right. is that a holy act? Ass licking. Is it a holy act? Or
yes.
It
yes,
is?
I would I say that.
Yeah, it was sanctioned by
oh,
the church.
It was sanctioned, right? It was,
yeah,
it was.
Father that, molester.
That, right.
It was
that's,
sanctioned.
That's what I thought. I
okay.
wasn't sure.
So who's going to...
Licking whose ass?
Who's going to lick whose butthole?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Well,
who's
going to
stick my
to
tongue
it?
In that hole?
She was like, who's going
to... I
gonna
wanted you to say it, which
I
you
see
did.
That.
Yeah, you're so sweet.
I
She's
will
beautiful.
Lick
Look
your
at
cute
her.
Little asshole yeah. first. Oh, my God, I just kissed Dr. Susie.
Oh, my goddess. I just kissed a princess.
She's jealous. She's jealous.
I'm jealous.
She's going to lick your ass, don't
Do
worry.
Do a three-way.
Wait.
Triple kiss.
Mwah. What's up with this, Corsi?
I'm
so happy.
What the hell's going on?
I'm still working on the theme.
I won't wash these lips, and
don't
I'll kiss
wash
you
the
later.
Lips.
No. Band-aid prolapses and assholes. I'm not sure where we're going with this, but I like it.
Why
I like it a lot.
Right,
someone needs to take my second
okay.
panties off. I've been...
Okay. Oh, please.
Yes.
Oh,
take the second panties off.
Thank you for...
Look at the airstrip runway. Yep, looks beautiful.
Landing strip.
Landing strip. Airstrip, runway, landing strip, right?
More teeth.
All of that.
Wow.
More.
Why don't you both pull them on your feet?
Oh.
Look at
oh.
that.
Let's see. Okay.
Come on,
so you, come on over here. Come on over here.
Yeah. yeah come up closer to
Once
way.
Again,
come
I can add nothing.
This way, right?
I can add okay. absolutely nothing.
Okay. You hear the sound effects here yeah. with my microphone. Why is it that when I can't talk, no one's talking?
Okay. Well, we're involved.
Yes.
That was sexy.
That was.
There's a shot.
Look at this. Look at these two little dogs.
Like
That's
a
so
bridge
cute.
Over
troubled waters.
Speaking of laying you down, maybe... Oh, do we
Who's
get
you going to let go first?
I'll just take them.
Okay. Here we go. Look
it's
at
like
this
pussy.
Beauty here. This is a princess.
Oh, princess.
Pussy now.
I got nothing.
Princess pussy talk.
I got nothing. I'm done.
You don't have a pussy.
No, I know. I'm just going to drink some more power shot.
Yeah. Okay, well, that'll make you ready.
Oh, my God.
All right, now it's Missy's turn to lick off my pussy.
Okay.
And then we'll do the butthole.
Do you want salt or just pussy?
No.
Do you want to put some salt on my pussy?
Too late.
Do you like salt?
Next week.
Let's do salt.
Let's do salt. Get it salty. You know, that'll make you
Don't you have honey or whipped cream or...
Where's the salt man?
Tasia, we got somebody at the door, too. I don't know who it is.
Okay. All right. Look at this beautiful pussy. Can I move the foot here?
Yeah. Okay.
Look at these feet for the foot fetishes.
All right. I think it's corpsey. Okay. Now we should go up there and, you know, make sure that everything's...
is in order.
Is in order.
It's an order. Trust me.
Is this inspection time? Is that what this is?
This is the... oh, my goodness.
Now we're in the womb room. Really?
That feels so
now
good.
Now we're in the womb room.
Make sure you lick it all off so it doesn't burn me later.
She's licking it good.
You don't leave a grain of sand. Salt.
Yes. All right. And let's give a hand.
Wait, we still have the butthole to do.
I know.
We're not done,
but that was pussy talk.
That was good.
Okay, now we're going to have asshole talk? What?
Yeah, asshole. Well, that's basically me. As assholes talking right now.
Right, okay.
Who gets to go first?
With the asshole.
I think you should flip Dr. Block or something at this time.
Mm-hmm. Can I lick yours first?
Please.
You're so easy.
May I lick your ass, please?
Are you answering?
I was in prison, that's why. May I lick your ass, please? That's how it was my first 6 months.
Right.
Okay.
You know about that match.
I know all
about
that.
Please lick your ass.
I spent 3 years in prison. Oh,
look at this lovely tongue kiss. So beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Turn over. I want it doggy style.
You want doggy style? Okay. All right. I hope your fiancé is listening right now.
I assume the position.
This is good.
Oh, goodness.
She should know your habits.
This is for you, India.
That's for you for staying home tonight,
right,
India. No. This is a loving thing.
Do you like salted ass or just normal?
Salted ass. Give it a little spank before you...
Of course.
Lick.
You got to tenderize. Okay. Tenderize the meat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And here she goes. Ooh, spreading those ass cheeks apart.
Ooh.
And now licking up that asshole. There's nothing dirty about this asshole, I want you to know. This is as clean as a whistle.
It's so clean you can eat off of it.
Yeah. Yeah, you could, and she will right now. Oh, well, she's picking something. No.
She was
just pulling the...
Yeah, this
never
is
mind.
Sick.
So there was a little lint or something. No, it's a perfect asshole. There was not a lint piece.
Small piece of corn. Nothing. Just kidding.
It is absolutely...
Enchiladas were a bad choice today.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. And now Princess is just licking that asshole as she...
How's that feel? Can you talk to us exactly what's happening, what you're feeling?
Right now she is massaging my clit.
Is it working?
While she licks my little asshole.
How long would it take you to have a full-blown...
We want the report on the tongue and the asshole when it
Thank
happens.
Thank you. You're right. Sorry.
Okay, go for it now. Asshole talk. How's it feel?
I was talking. Oh.
Okay, say, ooh, that feels good, or no, please.
No, it enjoys it. She has a very nice, soft, wet, warm tongue.
Yes. We're glad
to know
that.
I love this show.
I'm
starting to sound like Max. I've been on this show too many times.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I've been on the show for 20 years.
I am a fan. Yes.
Princess is getting that evil look in her eye.
I used to deny
that thumb's gonna
my
go right
liking
in,
of
I think.
Anything anal.
Something's going on.
And,
is that
and
legal?
Just,
can you put a thumb in the ass?
Wait, she's confessing something here. To her mother confessor.
Oh, go ahead,
buried my soul.
She said she used to deny that she liked anything anal.
Quiet, corpsey.
Why
would you be
that?
Quiet, please?
Well, because there's negative connotations of it being dirty.
Dirty, right.
But my wet pussy says otherwise.
Yeah, and my eyes say otherwise about your...
Yeah, and so I embrace it. Mm. I enjoy any...
When did you have an epiphany of some sort that your asshole was okay?
It was at the suggestion of a partner of mine that I try things anal, but I thought it was just, a guy wanting another hole to do things to. But then, of course, being the generous partner I am, I obliged, and it opened my eyes to a whole other realm of pleasure.
Mm. It opened your big brown eye, that's for sure.
It's actually pink. It's
it
not
is.
Brown.
It's not brown. But people, you know, that's a phrase, right? Okay.
Well, that was beautiful.
That
a little
was.
Round of applause for that.
Okay, that was
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Asshole talk. Yeah. Pussy talk and
we're not done with ass talk yet. We haven't done the switch yet.
No, we're getting there.
I'm impatient. I had a performance shot.
Pushy guy.
I had a performance
he
shot.
He did. He had that penthouse performance shot.
I can't afford Cinemax anymore, which is why I come down here. They watch this.
Well, you know, the 1% has taken all our shit away.
They don't show this on Shitamax.
Shitamax. What's you with? That's another theme tonight. You said performance shit or something?
Well, we're, you all know, right. I mean, this is the,
yeah.
You know, back end.
Have you done an anal show yet?
The Corpsey, this is why we're not on television. Do you understand this?
This is why we're not on Shitamax.
Anymore. Shitamax. Shitamax.
Okay, we love Shitamax.
Have you done an anal show before? Is this it? Is this?
I've done anal. I mean, well, what did I say? I think I would say yes. Yes to all.
Okay, you did a show about anal. Okay.
All right. Good.
It's the devils on the bed that
I've
are doing this.
I've never done a show with these hot.
No, this is
amazing.
Off the charts.
Can you show the religious people why show the devils? That's what's causing this.
Yeah, I brought the devils, and see. We have this minister here, which I don't know.
I love these pieces, actually. Can we get a close-up of these guys?
These are in the magazine. We have a shoot we did. Yeah. That's the Snow Angel of Death. Our corpses get more action than Panty Boy, let me tell you.
I guess so.
Everyone gets more action than Panty Boy. Oh, my God.
Hey, there we go. Is that legal?
I don't know. I don't know. That is the biggest mosquito.
That's not like fist fucking or something, right?
Puppetry of the pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this one.
Careful with those guys. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Look at that. Wow.
See, I bring nice things to your show. It's like GE. I bring good corpses to life. They're not made. They're actually small people that have been winged.
They're little fetuses.
They're dead fetuses.
They are.
But that's why the girls are doing analingus. So you didn't even call it by its proper name, analingus.
Well, thank you very much.
You're
that's
welcome.
True.
That's
this
right.
is analingus. That is asshole licking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oral anal.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
All right. So are we ready for the switcheroo?
Yes, we are.
Oh, yes.
And five.
Oh, he's already doing it, I think.
And in five, four, three, two.
Okay.
All right, can you... Be careful, by the way. It's a very sharp tail.
Yeah, this is a sharp tail.
You get that in your ass.
The princess,
yeah, because we don't want to... You know, the princess is like, look at those feet. Mm.
Oh, yes. Okay. So
I'd
now,
like to... Should we make the princess tied and do a bondage thing with her?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tied princess.
The princess tied.
Yeah.
Tied up?
Oh, the princess tied.
No, I mean dead in the water. Princess tied.
Oh.
No, either way will work. I'm sorry.
The princess of death.
Ooh, okay. Look at this. Okay. What's going on here?
We're
going
to have some asshole licking now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anal lingus.
This is
what it's
reciprocal
called.
Love.
Which is a Swedish word.
This is now reciprocal love between women. Mm-hmm. This is Missy Martinez, who is biting the ass. Beautiful ass of princess.
Oh, yeah, talk.
Felicity
talk to
Jade.
Us. Mm. I feel like Kim Fowley right now. That was weird.
Yeah.
It was. Water.
She's barely brushing
wet.
My
wet.
Wet.
No, no more.
Wet.
No.
Wet.
I've got Susan.
Yes.
I've got Jason from Redondo Beach. He wants to know where he can find Princesses and Missy's videos. We're going to tell you in a little bit.
No, they've got their mouths full right now.
Right now they're very busy. They can't talk, but we'll
describe
let you know
shortly.
Describe
what her ass tastes like.
But they
spring in
sugar.
Springtime.
Well, she doesn't have the microphone in her mouth.
Oh.
What does her tongue
What's it taste
feel
like?
Hang on.
Ass what?
Ass, did she say? What?
She said hang on. She's got to taste it better.
Oh, she's getting it. Well, now, what asshole talk. Feeling? What does the asshole feel? No, you speak as the asshole.
Okay, do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I have warm tongue all around, going around in circles and inside and down towards the pussy. Yeah.
I'm going to nominate this show for an Emmy.
Yeah, this is good.
This show is your Emmy show.
Very
this
real
is the
life.
Yeah. a very special stink. Dr. Susan Block.
How did it taste?
Oh, taste.
Delicious.
But like what? I mean, sushi or like...
No.
Strawberries?
It tastes like sweet skin.
Sweet flesh.
Sweet skin. Yeah.
Sweet skin.
That's hot. Nice.
You should lick a corpse's ass so you wouldn't sweet be saying that.
She's probably tasting the pussy juices from the last girl I just fucked before I came here.
Ooh. Ooh.
How did her pussy
some
juices coming
Prague
out of your ass?
Who
is
that?
Or?
A girl from Prague. We don't even know her name.
Oh, Michaela. From Prague.
Oh, Michaela.
There's beautiful women in
probably,
Prague.
Probably a relative
a new
of
girl
mine.
Yeah.
Oh, a very hot girl.
Max is actually the Prince of Prague.
I'm from Prague.
And the Duke of Melnick.
Princess, of how Melnick many how many orgasms have you had
speaking
today, Princess?
Speaking of princes, you missed the whole thing that Max is
what
Prince
was that?
Of.
How many orgasms have you had today,
care
Princess?
He doesn't care.
How many orgasms do I have no in a scene?
No, today. Right? Today.
Today?
Yeah.
Three?
Three. You're asking me like a question. Yes, it is three.
I think three.
Yeah?
No, I was trying to think. I think I had three orgasms today.
And do you, when you're not working, are you masturbating in between, you know?
I do masturbate frequently, yeah, but not today.
Okay.
Not
yesterday
today.
I think I did yesterday twice. I was off.
Yeah, beat her ass. What the fuck?
Now,
it's the Az Show.
Would you ladies like
your mic, Susie, a little, Dr. Susie, your mic. Up,
my
up,
mic.
Up.
Oh, here
thank
we go.
You.
Oh,
you.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, this paddle was broken on the ass of another guest.
Mine, actually. It was on the last show. It was broke on my ass.
Ouch. Johnny Lynch.
You want to sign that?
The paddle breaker here. But we have other paddles and vibrators.
Oh, yeah.
And
that hurts me. That's way too strong.
Okay.
I'm too sensitive.
I have another vibrator.
See, I need a vibrator on the minimum settings, and that's plenty.
Minimum.
I have one, and it gives me screaming orgasms.
A penthouse. Would you like this?
Ooh.
Penthouse. Ooh. Picture now. Yeah. Picture. Hold it up.
Oh, that's how you get all this.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
damn.
That's how we get our shit, man.
Wow.
What else do you have in there? Can I look?
Okay, yep.
You have pocket rocket, don't you?
I have...
pocket rockets from Doc
you notice
Johnson
how I said pocket rocket, so the shit's coming to me.
Well, this is a G-spot stimulator.
It's a Lingo. Mm-hmm. Vibrating tongue ring. That looks cool.
That's hot. Have I mentioned Girls
like
and Corpses magazine?
It's a cock. It's a cock vibrator.
GirlsandCorpses.com. Hey, while they're looking, a little promo. You haven't even shown the new... Look at
why
the new
why don't you
issue
bring me a sex toy?
What is this?
Yeah,
let me
I have hello one. I have a pocket rocket. You want me to bring it out?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
I think the cock goes in it.
I think it's a trick.
This is what the cock goes in,
yeah,
right, and turns around.
But...
Yeah. Yeah, when
I guess you could put these on your tits, but I don't know.
Wait, so this...
That is
a
Chinese
I like
aphrodisiac.
This.
Oh, I thought it was a Benoit ball.
No, it's a Chinese aphrodisiac.
Ooh.
Yeah, you
I could
eat it.
But are these American aphrodisiacs?
Yes, that would be what that is, yeah.
Oh, would you like a unused pocket rocket?
Okay. Oh, there you go. And does it have the battery already in?
Oh, of course.
Oh, yes.
Would I... Thank you.
You're going to
thank me for this.
Yes. Okay, here you go. This is a very lightweight... Like, in terms of the vibration.
Turn it on.
Can you turn it on? Yeah?
Hold this.
Yes.
Yeah, here we go. They know what
to
do.
I'll be auctioning this later. GirlsandCorpses.com.
Here we go. You should have Girls and Corpses.
How's that? Is that a good power?
Rocket.
I need to know. There you go. Okay.
There it is. You hear it? There's the
we
power.
We hear it. There's the power.
It's the power of the hour. It's the power of the hour.
How's that work? Is it pretty good?
Is that too strong?
Too strong?
Too little?
You need some help, girls?
It's strong. You want to see it's how strong it is? Watch.
Okay, I think we should go up there, Corpsey. I think calm everybody down.
I see a glistening pussy.
What are all these photographers doing?
I don't know.
Look at these guys.
None of these people are with the show.
Right. Involuntarily makes me jerk. It's too strong.
Where'd it come from?
Well, sometimes you just have to put it above.
I'm blocking camera A.
Like above the clit, not so not directly on it, and that makes the vibration less.
Why are the photographers licking salt off each other?
You might like that one better.
They do have long, hard lenses.
Is that
lenses
not powerful? I feel disappointed. I feel like I've disappointed her somehow.
No, it's too powerful? Or
it's too powerful. I get that a lot.
Mm. You're disappointing her was bound to happen.
I'm not a girl, first of all.
Okay.
But I do have a lot of salt over here.
Get batteries?
Batteries.
Oh,
where's my battery people? Do I have a battery person in the house?
Batteries.
The pocket rocket's too powerful.
What kind of batteries?
I don't know.
That's pocketrocket.com, by the way.
Did this
have another
double
A's.
Double A's.
Ooh.
Double A's.
Hello? Double A's. But is there another side to it? Yeah, okay.
All right.
Where's my battery person? Battery person. Somebody come here. All these photographers are looking so helpless.
One of these photographers, turn off your camera and give her the fucking batteries.
One of you, cough up your batteries.
Come on.
What kind of batteries?
Here he is.
Here we go.
Superior Nori.
Cough up the batteries for the sake of pussy enjoyment.
What kind of vibrator do you prefer?
Me?
Oh, her.
Yeah.
I like the Doc Johnson Mini Bullet.
The Mini.
Doc Johnson Mini Bullet.
Because this is a pocket rocket, but this is too strong?
It was a little bit, and there's no way to turn it all the way down.
No, that's true.
No, it's one size fits all.
Okay.
One
speed fits all. So now we have the penthouse. Yeah, this one you can make at different speeds.
I think this will work.
Yes,
right,
here we
let's
go.
Try this.
This is the penthouse. What is
this?
Let
me know if you need me to spit on your cute little pussy.
A secret penthouse secrets collection, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's.
Let me explain. This is like
cyber flicker. Cyber flicker.
It's very mild. Mm-hmm. It can probably go up very strong, but it's very soft and feels amazing.
Yeah.
And yes, you may spit on her, Missy.
Oh, yeah.
Can you move that cord, by the way? It's kind of blocking the...
I like the little tail that it has, this little penthouse thing.
You may spit on my pussy.
Spit on her pussy, yes.
Could you spit on a pussy?
Not on the wire, though.
Move the wire. We don't
have the wire. The wire has to move.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Here we go. Spit. Oh.
Oh.
Did you catch that?
Whoa.
Spit on the pussy. Oh, yeah. And now the penthouse cyber flicker is... Rubbering against her
hovercraft. I got nothing again.
It's right on Little Red Riding Hood.
Quiet
it's
on the sec.
Rubbing right on pussy. Okay, pussy talk now. How's your pussy feel?
Oh,
speak
I feel
as your
amazing.
Pussy.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Let me get into pussy talk mode.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Pussy talk mode. With
just like that.
Princess
so far,
Felicity
just like
Jade.
Oh. Maybe down a little bit. Yeah.
Very, very nice. Oh, yes. She's got it right
good.
Between her pussy lips now. Yeah. Right? Okay. How's the pussy?
I'm very, very good.
That's straight from
waking
the
up.
Pussy's mouth.
Waking
I'm even going to take a photo.
That's a...
I mean, this is...
You can't post this on Twitter, though. Corpsey.
No, I'm not. I don't even know what Twitter
is. With us, you know.
I know. I know this is all very official.
It is. That's why we have photographers
right
here.
I don't know. What am I shooting this
Reuters.
For? Yeah, Reuters.
Reuters.
Spit.
I love the way that she spits right on it with such...
Oh, yeah.
Forcefulness.
I'll just rent the video.
Mm. Yeah, and her significant other is watching now. Mm. Yeah, is she doing a good job? You can... Excellent. Do you want to get on a microphone and say hi? No. Oh, you're just jerking off in the back right there. Yeah. Yeah, well, he's not going to get on a microphone, so he's not going to deny it, so I might as well say he's jerking off. Mr.
Happy to know, Dr. Susie, that he is the one that showed me, that enlightened me and opened up my world of pleasure to anal.
Ah, he's the one.
Yeah.
Well,
he's
let's
the
give
anal
him
guy.
Some credit, Mr. Climax.
Thank you, Mr. Climax, for pleasuring my asshole.
Wow. You sure you don't want to
That makes me think
take credit?
Something else.
Yeah, okay.
Hold that on my clit and like, okay. play with my butthole.
Oh, yeah. Hold that on
no,
your...
No, just like rub your thumb over it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Don't you love a woman who tells you what to do, who knows her
Max
pleasure?
Max does.
Slow. Slow. Yeah.
My cancer cells are getting hard on.
Absolutely. The T cells are the ones who
Max,
like to get hard on.
That's the sickest fucking
cell.
Thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she's now rubbing the penthouse.
Max is going to ejaculate chemo in a second.
Across the clit, I think. The pussy?
Yes, the clit.
And the clit, yes. And she's rubbing her finger around the butthole.
Yeah.
Oh, this is some sexual manipulation worthy of a princess we've got right now.
You know, I thought an Emmy, but this is a Tony.
Yeah.
This really is. This is a Tony Award. Yeah. It's incredible.
You know what? Theater. It's live theater. It is. That's what it is. This is live theater here in the womb room.
20 some odd years. Oh, AVN has never given us an award. They've given it to the garbage collectors.
I know.
You know? That's right.
Fuck. We don't want their award. Right.
Oh my God. You're making count.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
We're all going to just shut up now.
Oh, yeah. But we'll take it if they give one to us, you know. I mean,
yeah,
just
maybe.
Ironic.
I just want to.
What was that?
Will you take the award sarcastically?
Yeah. Oh, definitely, with a great deal of sarcasm. Okay, well, you're certainly worthy
of an award. I'm going to send Jack the Zipper to get mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She's beautiful. Look at her.
I think this might be the princess orgasm.
Wow, look at her.
It's
probably.
Like the princess bone. Princess.
Yeah.
Panties.
Yeah.
Princess pink. Princess orgasm.
Yeah.
Nice.
So pretty. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to live radio.
Oh. You're listening to the sound of women pleasuring women. This is the bonobo way.
Beautiful.
Women together.
Fuck!
Oh, yeah. That was an orgasm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, amen and amen.
Nicely
Hallelujah.
Nicely done.
Yes.
Wow.
Nicely done.
You're listening to radio where no other radio
and
ever touches
you. If
you
look, the pussy's actually talking, but
it's
mute.
Well, let's just say the
Thank
pussy
you.
Is
look at
pinker.
It's moving.
The
it's
pussy yeah. is definitely wow. pinker and juicier.
Was that all right? Everybody all right with this?
Yeah.
Yeah?
This was definitely
that was delicious.
A beautiful, beautiful
This is a Pulitzer Prize, actually.
This,
right.
is, yeah, this is a dialogue.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is a conversation.
Wow.
So now we want to hear from the pussy manipulator.
That
yes.
was.
Oh, you were talking about the bonobos and
bonobos.
The bonobos.
Yes. Let's hold up the sign now.
Yeah.
Okay. One moment.
The
sign.
Devil made her do it.
Mm-hmm. It's a bizarrely interesting story. I would go to the library when I was younger, and I would read books about the scientists that would go and watch their mating habits.
Yes, you would.
And. I would actually find myself getting aroused at how they would pleasure each other.
Right.
Which I find, I was actually, I thought I was weird for thinking,
no,
but they're...
No, no. It wasn't like you wanted to have sex with bonobos
Correct.
Themselves.
Correct, no,
okay,
I did
we're
not.
Just clarifying
but,
that.
Yeah.
But they wanted to have sex with
I
you.
Like
I can
it.
Tell
I like
no,
it.
No, what she's excited by watching animals have sex.
Well,
and
no, it was their creativity.
Yes.
That they would do it for fun instead of just
These are special animals.
Yes. I need
they're,
to watch this.
Almost like human animals. And they have sex in all kinds of positions,
mm-hmm.
right? They're very flexible. And the females have sex together a lot. They rub their pussies together in a thing that's called genito-genital rubbing by the primatologists and hoka-hoka by the natives of Mogadishu. And it's also called...
Tribetism,
right.
Yeah,
and
that's it.
And it's called something else.
The slang is tribbing.
Tribbing, right. Okay, can we see some tribbing?
Is that a Star Trek thing?
I think we're ready for
no,
tribbing.
No, that is tribbles.
Oh. Tribbles, thank you.
Tribbles.
Uh-huh. Do you gals too? Like to trib? Do
How
you
about she tribs on me and I'll
yeah.
hold this on her clit?
Okay.
Yeah.
I was
that
actually
good.
Eyeing the Hitachi wand.
Yep.
It gives me screaming
yeah.
orgasms.
Okay, we have to
Yeah,
have
get that. Find the wand, goddammit.
Got the wand.
Get the minister, get the wand. I've only had monkeys throw
and
shit at me.
We need to get
I don't
a
know
condom
about any
for that. Because
they throw their poop,
yes,
don't they?
Safe sex is the best sex?
Yes, yeah. absolutely.
Right.
So
we need a condom.
We have one somewhere.
Condoms.
Where is a condom when you need it?
No, I have one.
She's
here.
Got condoms. This
one
is
thing
the
we
Dr.
Have.
Susan
Condomania
Black.
Condoms.
This is an emergency.
Yes, we
We're
have
like
one
an
here.
Emergency unit.
Okay, so I'm dragging over the big monkey
Let's
rocker.
Let's see if
which is
I know how to put it on.
You know how to
okay.
do that? You need
yeah.
help?
You know me and no. my girls.
Mm-hmm. Here we go. This is another
do,
skill.
Do,
is it ribbed for my
do,
pleasure?
Do.
I don't know. Is it ribbed?
I don't think it's
certainly. It certainly isn't.
Oops.
Magnum.
Slippery. That's for
it
sure.
is not Magnum.
No, that's a that's.
Ah.
Uh-oh, she broke a nail. No. Okay, yeah. Hold it up like that.
It's like putting a condom on corpse.
Please notice the reservoir tip.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, there you go.
So that the vibrator can come
right
into the reservoir there. Okay.
It's already pre-done.
That vibrator has never been used on another woman on this show, I promise you.
Never.
So I'm going to hold this, and you are...
Okay, this is the Hitachi magic wand.
I assume the position.
Yes.
Okay.
Brought to you
by... Which is what? She's assuming the position. Not sure which position.
This is the greatest show. Mm, I don't know what the subject is or what the hell's happening, but it is the best fucking show.
We're not sticking with one subject here.
No.
Being quick.
Yeah. You should sit on that chair, Dr. Block.
Thank you, Corpsey. You could have a seat there, too.
Thank you.
Equal opportunity.
I will later.
Okay. Would you like this on you?
Why don't you give her that?
Right there.
Okay, this is the magic wand.
There we go.
Hitachi. Mm.
This is my toy of choice for masturbation at home. I will get extremely loud when I orgasm, so...
Show us.
Those
on.
Those of you faint of heart and of weak constitutions may want to leave the room now.
All right, you hear that?
Will you squirt?
Get out of here.
Will you squirt? Can you squirt with this?
I never say never, but I would not bank on it.
Tonight's the night.
Okay. You never know.
You've got with her there. Look.
Yeah.
Maybe if she stuck a finger or something in you, you would have an orgasm. I love how I'm narrating. Mm. I love my charm.
Yes. There you
go. There you go. Here, I'm doing this for all the men sitting behind me.
If you would like to.
Because that might help. If you rubbed her G-spot while she's doing that, you might get her to squirt. Seriously.
Yeah. I don't need any fingers in me. It's just clitoral.
All right,
just
clitoral.
That's all clitoral.
Is this the spot?
I always go too far.
A little higher. Ooh. Yes, right there. And if you just hold it there a little higher.
Right there?
If you hold it right there.
Sometimes the spot moves.
Yes, it does. It does.
So
it's quite elusive
it's right
at
there
times.
Right now. Do you like a little extra, like a little movement, or you want it just pressing? Or
that's
you want a little lighter, and then sort
right
of like
there,
that, and then up, and then down.
A little higher, please.
Like there.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay, right there. How's that?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Oh. Is that the spot right there?
Yeah, right there.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, my legs start to get very tense.
Yes, they are.
And they will probably start shaking soon.
Mine are shaking now.
Okay. My toes do point.
They are pointed. So beautiful foot fetish toes.
Certain signs. I'm trying to keep my pussy open for the audience.
For the audience. You're very, very generous.
Very thankful.
Yes.
God bless you.
Because normally it would be closed shut.
Yes. Yes. Well, we appreciate
it. Let's see if we can make it a little higher.
Right there.
Maybe
there.
How about like she that? Ought to just do that because she knows the landing field.
How about there?
A little lower, please.
Right there.
Yeah. Oh. Fuck yeah. Oh, a little bit higher, please. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, right there. Oh, just right there, and I'll come soon. Oh, I appreciate this. Thank you.
No problem. No problem.
So do we.
So polite.
You're quite welcome.
I'm getting close.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for having me as a guest.
God bless you.
Yeah. You're a great guest.
Yeah,
go for it.
Oh, a little higher, please. Fuck yeah. Oh, so close. Oh, please make me come, Dr. Susie. Oh, please make me come.
What a challenge.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm gonna come. Oh, my God. Fuck. Oh.
There's our theme.
All right.
Okay.
Wow. She wasn't kidding.
Wow. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Let's
get
him.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. When did all you guys get here?
Did you used to live next door to me? Because there was a girl over there who was very loud.
Yeah.
I had to take the headphones off. That was that was incredible.
Wow.
But the sexiest thing, I think, was watching Princess watch her. That's really hot.
Oh, wasn't that?
Yeah.
Was hot.
Yeah, I was watching her.
I was watching this Hitachi because I had to get it in the exact spot. The spot kept changing. You know,
and it's such a big object, I would think it wouldn't matter. Like, it could be good anywhere.
Mm. And she knows the spot.
And Highwayman Susie, Dr. Susie, Highwayman just twatted.
Twatted.
I watched Princess Orgasm on live video. Thank you, Missy and Princess.
Aww.
And a thank you
thank
from
you.
All of us.
Yes. Who is this?
This is his name is Highwayman.
Highwayman.
Yeah. Yes, Highwayman. Yes, I know
he's
him.
Your fan.
Do you know him? Yes,
yeah.
He is. Right. He's
what
awesome.
Do you want to say to Highwayman?
I love you, and Highwayman.
Say I love you. Tell him you love him. There's some people making out at the door here, actually, that I can see.
There's a big audience here right now.
Yeah, there is. There's a big and studio audience in the womb room.
And everyone has a camera aimed at my pussy.
Oh yeah, we're just all aimed at your pussy. Your pussies.
Can
your
somebody
titties.
Open the door for our guests? One of our producer or
I
someone.
Think it's people from three blocks down heard that came running down.
Oh, absolutely.
They thought you were killing
that orgasm. I think the cops are going to be on their way.
Oh, yeah.
That
was do you ever have the police show up thinking you're being murdered?
No, we have to hear a little bit about this orgasm now.
Where's Tasia?
No, but I'm pretty sure my neighbors either hate me or love me.
Right.
Do you
depends
always make that much noise when you really come?
I'm mindful of the sound because I know I can get quite loud by some standards.
Outer space standards, actually.
Yes.
NASA standards.
But I know that in this environment, I'm able to express all my pleasure.
Yes, you are.
And I
Hallelujah.
Hope everyone enjoyed watching what an orgasm is to me.
Can we tell Princess and Missy how much we enjoy watching?
God bless America.
Yes.
Really. God
Thanks
bless
for
Dr. Susan
us.
Block.
Oh,
Fabulous.
My goddess.
Fabulous.
Yes, we are.
Have you ever had people put a pillow over your face?
Wow.
There's my theme again.
I've had that story told to me of someone else doing that to a girl, so I was just wondering.
Oh, I thought you mean to shut you up or because to have a better orgasm?
Are we trying to have the big death or the little death here?
Sometimes I have to put my face in, like if I'm in doggy, I put my face into the pillow.
Mm.
But you've never been over at a guy's house and they were like, oh my God, someone's going to hear that. Like, No.
Well, Princess would do that to you.
No, I was just wondering, because someone told me the story, and I was like, what? Was that loud? And I was like, picturing it when I saw that.
Mm.
Well, it's not all to my credit. The acoustics in here are fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's it's a theater, and this, brothers and sisters, is Commedia Erotica. This is Orgasm Theater right here at the Speakeasy. And we're about out of time, right? I mean, for the show.
I need a cigarette.
We
I don't know about anyone else.
After party.
I need a smoke.
But where do we find you, ladies? Let's find out.
You can check out felicityjade.com. And my website is going to be up by Christmas, so a wonderful Christmas present for all you naughty boys and girls out there. MissyMartinezXXX.com.
Ooh, yes. And you can always follow these ladies on Twitter, right? Twitter handles now?
My Twitter is @MissyXMartinez.
You
real Twitter. Princess.
Real Princess. How do you spell it?
P-R-I-N-Z-Z-E-S-S.
Right. P-R-I-N-Z-Z-E-S-S. Real Princess. Okay, well, promote.
Well, as if I would promote. I'm a little weak. I think I've lost 10 pounds tonight. But I did want to mention that we are doing Saturday, November 19th. I want you girls to show up. We're doing Miss Shockfest. Tara Patrick, who's been on the show, will be one of the judges.
Yes. We love
Allie
Tara.
Hayes will be one of the judges. And you can come down, and any girls that want to be in the competition and get a chance at a spread in the magazine.
A spread? We just had a spread right here.
Can I just win since I can't?
You just won, sweetheart. You won tonight. Definitely.
Yeah. I love you.
We love you, both of you.
I love you more.
What? I'm going to be Kim Fallon. What?
No, that was really...
It's pretty sensational, huh?
It is award time.
Do you have a copy of your magazine for me?
We'll talk about it. Yeah. I do. Hey, let's bring it here. Bring it.
Show it up.
Yes.
Bring it here. Bring a copy here. You can go look.
And this is the issue that I saw tonight for the first time.
Gilbert Gottfried, dead. We killed him in the issue. That's Allie Hazen. Cency Pearl was supposed to be, but she was doing a three-way, and she got a little involved.
Here, use it to cover your titties for
the... She can be very disappointed tonight when she sees the show. Because it's incredible. But girlsandcorpses.com and this pageant you can come to November 19th at the Hard Rock Hollywood. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block.
Oh,
your shows are the best
ever.
We love you. We love you.
Okay. So I want to thank all of you, my beautiful, amazing guests. These guests are just as gorgeous
just
as you
great,
can get.
Great.
As wonderful as you can be.
And Princess is my very favorite. Yeah.
Okay. And I want to thank everyone in the room, and I want to thank everyone that's listening and everyone that's watching.
Thank God.
From your cardboard box or your mansion on a hill, I want you to be good, be happy, celebrate the holiday season, be thankful, be good, be honest. Don't steal from people just because you're unhappy, okay? And
Kelly.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
Yeah, right. And
what did I say?
And get ready for sex week, and take some pointers from these girls. You know, be sensuous, be loving, be beautiful.
Be caring.
Be loud.
Be loud. Yeah.
It's radio. You got to make noise.
Yeah,
it's radio.
Enjoy. And communicate. Tell your lovers what you like. I think that's one of the things that both of these girls did. Say, move over here. Get your tongue over there. Hey, you know, describe it. Talk
Don't
about
be shy.
It. Don't be shy. Communicate. That's the best way. And make love, not war. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you.
I love
we
you.
We love you.
It's going to be tonight.
And
thank
I love you.
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 Ooh,
God
I love
bless America.
Guest.
God bless Dr. Susan Block.
You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.